Drag Queens, Schools and Libraries Target,
Bible Belt Children.
Written by William F. Jasper. Friday, February 22, 2019. This is going to be the grooming of the next generation, boasts drag queen Dylan Pontiff. We are trying to groom the next generation. Mr. Pontiff, aka Santana Pilar Andrews in his drag persona, is part of a new subversion, perversion assault wave of transvestite militants from New York and San Francisco foisting themselves on Middle America because, they say, there is a need for more queer programming for children, and with help from the American Library Association and progressive public school administrators, the glittery queens are determined to reach your kids with this desperately needed grooming and queer programming. Drag Queen Story Hour is the current modus operandi for spreading this particular LGBTQ lifestyle to the culturally deprived hinterlands. If you haven't heard of it yet, you soon will, as it has been spreading rapidly across the country. The first inkling most of us got that something along these lines was coming was the shocking story that broke in 2017 in Long Beach, California, with the Drag Queen Story Hour at the Michelle Obama Public Library. What was especially appalling about the Long Beach event was that the drag queen looked absolutely satanic, with five long, red-tipped horns protruding from his head, see photo below. What young child would not be terrified, confused, and traumatized by such a confrontation that would give even many adults nightmares? On February 20, BBC News featured a story entitled Drag Queen Story Hour in America's Bible Belt that focused on the controversy over the performance of five drag queens for a children's story hour at the public library in Greenville, South Carolina. While containing a few obligatory quotes from opponents for balance, of course, the BBC piece was obviously crafted to celebrate this effort by cultural elites to enlighten the backward bourgeoisie of small town and rural America. Drag Queen Story Hours, events where drag performers read to children, are moving out of the big cities and coming to conservative southern U.S. states, says the BBC article, which has also run in many U.S. media outlets. Drag Queen Story Hour was established in San Francisco in 2015, and has since spread across the U.S. and around the world, the British report notes. The BBC story continues, while the Greenville Story Hour is not officially linked to the organization, it is part of a growing movement to bring these events to Middle America. Jonathan Hamilt, a co-founder of Drag Queen Story Hour in New York, told the BBC they have seen an exponential growth in the number of events in more conservative, rural and southern states over the last year. We have chapters in Nebraska, Indiana and Alabama. I think it is partly a reaction to the political landscape of the U.S. right now and a need for more queer programming for children, Mr. Hamilt says. Events in rural areas definitely see more protests. When you leave big liberal areas, people tend to be more conservative. Their fear can come out as anger. Yes, this is a common problem for the LGBTQI activists and their progressive supporters and media sympathizers. Those sexually repressed backwoods hicks get angry and just don't appreciate the efforts of enlightened city folk who are just trying to lift them out of their pathetic ignorance. Following standard practice, the BBC piece quotes a professor who affirms the value of the drag queen events. Christia Spears Brown is a professor of psychology at the University of Kentucky who studies gender development in children, noted the BBC. She told the BBC that while these events can seem silly and frivolous, they could lead to positive outcomes for young children if they feel able to express themselves. Conversely, we know that there are negative outcomes for children who feel pressure to conform, Professor Brown said. Those children are not as psychologically stable. What the BBC doesn't tell its readers is that Christia Spears Brown is hardly a neutral, non-partial expert in this controversial matter. To the contrary, Brown is a radical social justice activist and LGBTQI advocate. She is the associate chair of the Center for Equality and Social Justice at the University of Kentucky. She is also author of Parenting Beyond Pink and Blue and other books popular with those who are promoting queer programming for America's kids. In addition, Brown is an author for the Migration Policy Institute (MPI), the left-wing Open Borders lobby think tank funded by the Carnegie, Soros, Ford, and Rockefeller foundations. American Library Association AIDS Subversion Campaign. The American Library Association, ALA, which has championed left-wing causes for decades, is on board with the Drag Queen Story Hour agenda. The ALA website features a page entitled Libraries Respond, Drag Queen Story Hour that provides links to nearly two dozen books, articles, blogs, and websites to help activists promote this new propaganda effort. The ALA web page states, many libraries across the country have been hosting or participating in drag queen story hours. A few have experienced pushback from some members of their community. To support libraries facing challenges, we have established this collection of resources. We will continue to add to it and welcome your contributions. ALA, through its actions and those of its members, is instrumental in creating a more equitable, diverse, and inclusive society. This includes a commitment to combating marginalization and underrepresentation within the communities served by libraries through increased understanding of the effects of historical exclusion. Drag Queen Story Hour is a program or event featuring drag queens reading stories to children in libraries, schools, or bookstores. It was created by Michelle T. and Radar Productions in San Francisco. More than 20 years ago, The New American warned that this sort of organized rampant perversion would be erupting across the land. In an article entitled The Queering of America, we provided details from the war strategy, their words, of homosexual activists Marshall Kirk and Hunter Madsen, as presented in their book After the Ball, How America Will Conquer Its Fear and Hatred of Gays in the 90s. Kirk and Madsen explained precisely how they and their Rainbow Mafia cohorts in the media, entertainment, education, religion, and politics would overhaul straight America. They would, they said, incrementally subvert and convert America and cleanse it from all homophobic, homohating, anti-gay bias attitudes. The Kirk-Madsen book was a declaration of total war against Christian morality and all Americans who embrace that morality. We wrote at the time, straight America has been asleep on a deadly battlefield with a relentless enemy that is waging total war and believes in giving no quarter. We exaggerate not. In their own words to their own troops, the apostles of perversion describe their lavender jihad as war and constantly invoke aggressive, military terms such as Trojan horse, deception, propaganda, war strategy, battle tactics, hand-to-hand combat, rage, fury, enemy, war conference, attack, hate, vilify, destroy, conquer, subvert, etc. Kirk and Madsen, Harvard-trained professionals in neuropsychiatry, public persuasion, and social marketing, explained their strategy of planned psychological attack, which included many tactics involving the systematic use of very sophisticated psychological techniques of desensitizing, jamming, and conditioning. Anyone who reads their decades-old plan will recognize it at work in the current Drag Queen Story Hour assault. Although the opening salvos in this attack have been launched primarily through the public libraries, these have been used as conditioning and softening up barrages to prepare for their next major battleground, the public elementary, middle, and high schools. In fact, it is already happening. As we recently reported, parents of students at a Colorado middle school were furious to learn that a drag queen in full regalia was invited to participate in the school's Career Day event. The war rages on, but still, only one side is seriously fighting. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.